So here's how the assessment works. There's several compulsory things I have to do. Install FreeBSD or Linux. And because I'm a FreeBSD person, but Linux is popular, half the class gets to install one system and the other half gets to install the other. And that's good because it creates a bit of competition. Because the Linux people go, oh, gee, I've got a lovely desktop. Isn't that pretty? And then the FreeBSD people say, oh, yeah, but I can do this. I bet you can't. Because they've never learned how to use a command line. So, second compulsory assignment is create user accounts. So, you know, for all of the people in the class, go through the procedure of doing the user accounts, but then also going through of printing out a paper slip. Say, here's your password. Please don't lose the slip. Please change your password within the next few days so that it's secure. Don't choose these passwords. So they not only do the raw stuff, they also have to do the policy stuff of what the policy is for their machine. And it's up to them to decide what the policy is going to be on user accounts. After that, they get to choose a whole heap of elective assignments. And I provide a list of about 20. Some of them are worth more, some of them are worth less. But I also say if you find something that is basically sysadmin related, then go and do it. Or come and see me first so I can say, yes, you can do it. And then go off and do it and write up a little report and tell me how it went. Because I teach IS and CS, basically there are two sorts of assignments. The techo ones, you know, install Sandler, install Apache, install IRC daemon, which was quite fun last year. Configure software to make it do what you want. All the way down to, for the ISE type people, go off and find out what is the feasibility of buying this software or installing this software, or if I had to make a decision, you know, what are the available options and what would I choose? And why would I choose that? And even to writing a policy document on, you know, who can use the system, what an administrator is supposed to do, when a backup's done, and the rationale behind that sort of thing.
Broad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good because, and in fact, I force the students to both do some technical and some research assignments. Because how many of you guys have had to deal with at least defining what your system policy is for security or for, you know, who can use it? We all have had to. You might not probably officially write it down in some cases, but you've got to have it in your head. What can you do on the system? What you can't do? That's basically effectively covers nearly all of their assessment. Except for the nasty short lab test at the end of the course, where I give them 60 questions and I give them 1 hour to answer them in, and I tell them, you're not going to answer all of these questions. Choose the questions you can answer and answer them. If you get a question right, you get 1 mark. If you get a question wrong, you lose 1 mark. And if you're vague or waffly or it doesn't make sense, you don't get anything. And I give them more questions than they can focus to get. So the people who really picked up the Unix skills, the sysadmin skills, will go, oh, I can answer 25 questions, tick, 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 get 25 marks. And I've had people who got negative marks because they just guessed that they knew nothing at all, or they wrote the most ridiculous answers down. So it really does spread apart the people who really know their stuff, the people who know nothing.
Teaches them not to guess.
Yeah, it teaches them not to guess. And that's one thing you don't want a sysadmin to do, is try and guess.
Yeah.
It's better to say, I don't know, I'll go and ask someone, then guess. And the last thing they hand in is a little course summary, which basically I get them to do, and I've got copies from last year's mob, which tells me what they thought about the course, what they liked, what they hated, what they would do if they could do it again. And I get them to write it, not to me, but I get them to write it for next year's mob. And then I photocopy it and give it back out to next year's mob. So next year's mob gets the real dirty lowdown on what the hell goes on in the course. And I always write, gee, I wish I hadn't left it till the last 3 weeks to do all of my installs. That's all right. That happens, and yeah, and the third years go, oh yeah, that's what the last year's mod said, fine, throw that away. But it does mean I get to find out what's wrong.
You might run out of time, but I must admit, it just occurred to me when you said that, that it would be interesting and perhaps fairly practical to make them have a deadline to do the install from halfway through.
Oh, there is.
And in the second half, they have to upgrade the operating system with minimal downtime. Because that's really important for a system administrator. Yeah.
There's actually, because of the project, there are actually three deadlines. They have to do something like 30%, 60%, and then 100. So that they, and if they don't meet the deadline, I just say those 20 marks, you just don't get tough. Mm-hmm. You know, that deadline tough.